episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast. This is your host, Mark.
This is your host, Mark.
No, this is also your host, Mark.
You lie. You liars.
We are all Mark, just like we are all Mark. Groot.
No way. That would be weird.
We are Groot.
I mean, it's bad enough that Frank, they mistake us as brothers now and then. I would not want him to be Mark, too.
We redo this?
No.
Oh, man, because I was going to be like, this is Pickle Frank!
Pickle Frank.
Damn, Frank, you yelled in my ear there.
Pickles get Frank excited.
So, the Rebel Radio Podcast, found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. But you know that, because hopefully you're an avid listener and you just can't get enough of our sexy voices.
Like Jose, who always asks when we're going to record. Shout out to Jose, you're a great listener. Thank you for being active and messaging the best part of this show.
Does this Jose eat tacos?
He does eat tacos.
I mean, I just stereotyped it because his name is Jose.
I'm not Jose and I eat tacos.
Fuck yeah, we all eat tacos.
Sometimes they're pink.
Yep, you know, that's the best ones.
Jose may say, el taco rosado.
Some tacos don't like taco. It when you put, like, French Red Hot on that. And I'm like, I put this shit on everything.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's not what the world's ready for right there.
Frank's Red Hot.
So, what's up with you guys? You're finally moving into that house, Matt?
Yes,
finally.
We got carpet in today.
Are you going to be okay? I mean, you're not going to have mommy to wipe the counter for you. Are you okay?
I usually get away with the parents being there. And I'm just like, if I just want to relax and kind of get away from the kids, I'm like, hey, Dad, Luke misses you. And he takes him outside. And I'm like, I grab a beer and I lay down on the couch and I watch a movie or something.
And then
I don't have it anymore.
He's not going to have to duck and run anymore, Frank. He can screw without having to hide from his mom and dad.
And when
the boys are down in bed and he knows they're asleep, him and Jackie can like sneak off into the kitchen real quick without having to get dressed.
You know? We already talked about that, Frank.
That's just weird, man. You're like putting his fantasies that you have into his home.
No,
that's
it's weird.
Really his fantasies. That's from
you made a comment.
That's what I said.
About us turning into Frank earlier. It's like, speaking about kitchen sex, it's like I just talked about her wearing an apron and nothing else.
Yes.
And I'm like, does he know?
I fantasized about that.
I'm going to have trouble getting through the rest of the show now. I don't think I can stand up right now.
You too, either, since I'm sitting next to you.
Might punk Frank in the eye.
And by the way, this is still Rebel Radio Unplugged. We're still having audio issues with motherfucking Windows 10.
Yes.
So we're on our mobile equipment, so we apologize for that. But,
It is what it is.
I mean, we're bringing you an awesome show.
Yes, all the time.
And that's what counts. And we're going to get into some Comic-Con stuff today. San Diego Comic-Con happened this past weekend.
Yes.
And I want to start the show with one of the little segments we do called Download This, because there's a couple things I want to talk about that. So this is Download This, where we – what the hell, Frank?
I don't know. The media is shit supposed to be muted on my phone.
I think that was
your
porn.
Damn phone, man. I'm putting porn on in the middle of the show. So Download This is where we tell you what we've streamed, watched, or downloaded lately. And anybody want to go first?
Yeah. I've been watching Dragon Ball Super lately. I think I shared a link to Frank.
This motherfucker is supposed to be watching Rick and Morty. He's watching Dragon Ball Super.
I can't get into Rick and Morty so far.
That's funny.
I'm trying.
My wife, she can't get into it either, man. Yeah, what's wrong with you people that can't get into Rick and Morty? It's the greatest fucking cartoon ever made.
I don't know. It's...
But you can quote endless episodes of Family Guy, but you can't get into Rick and Morty.
I was at my nerds, get together at Games Workshop, and everybody was talking about Rick and Morty and
fucking nerds.
Binge watching it to get ready in the next couple of days for it.
Well, in lieu of Dragon Ball Super, I downloaded Dragon Ball Dokkan Battle, and it's an animated fight game.
It's like a mobile game.
It's like a mobile game, but I wish it were better. It's not like arcade style. It's kind of like, game board style, where you click on a move and then the character does the move for you in like an arcade style, almost like the cartoon's happening in front of you. It's pretty cool. I mean, Mike's son likes it. I wish it were a little bit more arcade-ish, but it's cool. So, Frank, you have a download this for this week?
Yeah, I downloaded, Pocket Mortys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I saw you playing it last week.
Yeah,
the week before.
Nah, whenever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been playing the crap out of it, trying to catch Mortys and leveling them up,
We're not playing the game, so we don't really know what you're talking about.
So it's like an RPG game.
Kick ass.
Like an RPG Morty, Rick and Morty game?
Yeah, pretty much like, Pokemon.
poking.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
He's very like he's whispering. I've never heard.
He's talking like a minion or something. It's like, I don't understand why he can't just talk normal.
Kata Griffin.
Man, I mean, you were sitting next to him. Did you stick something up his ass or something to make him talk like that? I mean, what the fuck's going on over there?
I just stick something up my ass.
I mean, we're crammed in our little studio here because we're using our mobile equipment. We're crammed around our mobile equipment, yep. And so Matt and Frank are very close, right?
Yeah,
now.
I can pretty much tell. I'm equally as
close to Matt as I am you, and I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
But I'm holding a mic and my phone in my hand, so there's no way I stuck anything up your butt.
So, the way you're holding that mic.
It was probably playing Switcher.
Well, for me, this week, download this. I rented a couple movies, so it's a little bit of cheating. I didn't download or stream, but... Well, I guess I did stream the first episode of Westworld, and I have no idea what it was about. Everyone's like, oh, you got to watch Westworld. I'm like, what? I watched it? I'm like, I have no idea what I watched. It was only the first episode.
So, Mark, what's it about?
I have no clue. It's something about...
What's it supposed to be about?
I guess it's like in the future, and they're using human androids or something where they program us and put us into like a fake world of like a Western world, and like they replay it over and over again and see how people react. I don't really know what I was watching. It was interesting, and it had boobs in it.
Sweet.
But I don't know what I was watching.
Wait, what was that on?
On Westworld.
What?
It's on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have HBO temporarily because of changing cable providers, so I can watch it on demand.
I got the same thing, AT&T, DirecTV.
And I have no idea what it was. Other than that, I rented Kong Skull Island. Oh, yeah, I'm going to opt out after 3 months.
I told them I didn't even want it because of the... I know I had a free 3-month trial, but I knew I'd forget. I didn't want them to...
Well, that's your own fucking fault for not being smart and for remembering.
Well, poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Ass poop.
So... I rented Kong Skull Island, which was really cool. But it wasn't like great, but it was what I expected from it.
How many MFs did Samuel Jackson drop?
Mm-mm. Did you drop a lot of MFs?
No, I don't think he dropped any.
I just like the fact that he used the classic line in the movie.
And
the snakes? Snakes on a plane?
No.
Oh.
I don't really.
Hold your butts.
I must have missed that. I watched it at home, so I got up a couple times. Hold on to your butts. I got up a couple of times. And
about fell out.
I mean, it had really cool Kong effects and stuff. The monsters were cool. The humans were your typical whatever. Could care less. You know. Then I rented Ghost in the Shell. And critics are
idiots.
Stupid. That movie was awesome. I mean, it's serious. It's like, I hate reading reviews like, oh, well, first off, they can't get off the Scarlett Johansson whitewashing thing. Okay, we get it. You're upset. But the original creator, Ghost in the Shell, gave his blessing. So therefore, that... negates anything else. If he was happy with it, fine. And then they can't look past. I read reviews where it said, it takes itself too seriously. Not every movie has to be a Marvel where there's a bunch of one-liners. It's okay to have a serious film.
That's the only thing that I don't like that Marvel has done. It's like it's changed what we expect
from other genre films.
Yeah, and genre films. And, you know, there's always got to be some kind of, you know, some kind of wit in there like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
And I thought it was cool. It was a lot of scenes directly taken from the original anime, but there was some new stuff that was taken from the comic that was added in. And overall, I really liked it a lot. I was surprised, that how well it was done.
I think it's funny that, you know, if something from, you know, if an American movie is done in India, it's a Bollywood, it's an Indian remake, you know. And then if it's an American movie that's done like Terminator was a long, long time ago in China, it's just a Chinese remake. You know, right. It's not Asian washing or Indian washing. It's only whitewashing when Americans...
I mean, there's certain times where, like, in this case, Ghost in the Shell is written as a manga. So, obviously, it's going to be influenced by Asian culture. So, the person's drawing it. You're probably not going to see a white person writing a sci-fi epic and draw them Asian. They're probably going to draw them white, maybe a few black characters. Yeah. It's just a cultural thing. But he never meant that the character couldn't be white just because they're Asian in that. But then there are instances where Doctor Strange, where the Ancient One has been Asian since Doctor Strange was written in the 60s, and then you cast a white person. That's one of those times where I do think, now your phone goes off. What is with your phones going off, you bastards? And I'm the one waiting on a phone call. And my phone hasn't gone off.
Oh.
I was like, you know, so that in that case, like, okay, how come you couldn't cast an Asian as the Ancient One? So there are times where... Maybe so, but it's not that big a deal.
When it's certain situations, like I didn't want to watch the, you know, Lone Ranger movie that came out here a while back because they cast Johnny Depp as Tonto, and I'm like, no, There's plenty of Native Americans that probably could have played that role. Mm-hmm. We didn't need Johnny Depp playing.
I mean, I don't want to sound racist, but are we sure about that? That there's plenty that could have played the role?
Okay.
They probably would have cast a Mexican that looked like an Indian, most likely. That's most likely what they would have done.
Dude, what if Danny Trejo?
Because you can't cast Adam Beach and everything.
At least Mexicans are more Native American than white people. See,
Danny Trejo is going to appear in The Flash this season.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is freaking awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's Machete?
Probably not.
Oh, man.
But,
Machete.
But, yeah. So there are times, but The Lone Ranger also doesn't count because no one really remembers this movie. Yeah. It kind of came and went, and it cost Disney a lot of money. That was when Disney was going through their kind of rough phase there with Lone Ranger and John Carter and trying to make these big budget films. They hadn't quite figured it out yet, like, you have to have a good script. But John Carter actually was a really good script. Problem with John Carter was it was a terrible title.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have to cast a star. And I think that's the biggest problem. John Carter, no one knew who Taylor Hitch was. The Lone Ranger, no one knew who Armie Hammer was. And Johnny Depp was kind of on his bit of his downslide at that point when Lone Ranger came out. So they tried, but, you know, maybe one day we'll get a really good Lone Ranger movie.
They needed to keep him on retainer for some more pirate movies.
Yeah, it was probably a contract thing. So that's what I downloaded or watched and streamed was Westworld and no clue what it was about. and then watched Kong and what was the other one? Oh, Ghost in the Shell. We were just talking about
that. We just went on a tirade about watching. But,
I tried to watch King Kong, but I accidentally downloaded King Dong. I was very surprised.
And that he watched it all the way through twice.
Hey, you know, we did go back to the original first episode about 10, 12 episodes ago where we introduced Download This, and we did warn that there might be porn pops up, and there it was, King Dong. You know, I mean, how much did you watch it? About 3 minutes, you were done?
Yeah, I mean, this is a weird-looking ape.
Literally, if we brought up porn every time we did Download This, Mark would probably go on for like half an hour.
Also, would you, both of you, too? All the text messages y'all send. That's bad. You know,
my wife's in the kitchen, and I'm like, man, this time they casted a dick as an ape. Like, oh, he's that mean? And I'm like, no, it's a dick.
Hey, you know what? That's a
good... Was it hairy, too? Or just the shaft part?
Just the shaft.
And that's a good lead-in before we get to the Comic-Con stuff.
Wait, dick is a lead-in? No,
the ape thing was a lead-in for War for Planet of the Apes. Last episode we talked about Planet of the Apes, and you didn't see it, though, did you, Matt?
I haven't even tried to watch it bootleg.
And, but, man, what a great trilogy overall. I mean, me and Frank saw it, and... I'm a little, I understand why they ended it that way. I was a little hoping they wouldn't. Just, I saw it coming. I don't want to spoil this because there's still people that haven't gone to see this yet because it's kind of the end of the summer.
You can spoil it in front of me.
I don't want to spoil it for listeners. But I was just hoping for they wouldn't go that route. But I understand why they did. I'm okay with the way they ended it. I was just kind of hoping that they would end it differently. But I'm okay with it. Great trilogy overall. And,
No, I want to talk about something real quick because you said that it's not supposed to be a prequel, but it is kind of a prequel in a sense. If you think of, go back to what was it? What am I jumping the gun again?
I've read something since then about what Matt Reeves had to say about that. What it is they did not set out when they made these films to intend them to be prequels to the original film. What he has come out and said now that is. They can be used as a guideline to how things may have happened in those original films.
Here's why I'm saying this. They never
intended for them to be prequels.
Here's why I'm saying this. One, because it's... Which one is... he locked up in the zoo or the where all the other apes are? The second one?
No, that's the first.
Is that the first one?
Yeah.
Wait, who's locked up?
The one with Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, no, when James he first Franco. Gets... Well, yeah.
Wait, which... Oh. No, the original saga.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Which character?
Caesar, when he's like...
Oh, that's the later films. That's no, right? Caesar's is Cornelius's son in the original films.
I'm not talking about Cornelius. I'm talking about Caesar.
Yeah, that's his son.
The current movies that we're watching.
The current movies. You see, you're switching
on. The second movie. He's locked up in the cage with the other apes. That's when he meets...
that's the first movie. That's in Rise of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. The guys are there. They're doing stuff. And you quite clearly see it on the TV. The launch of the space...
No, okay. I know that.
Okay, hey, tie into the original series.
Yes.
Okay, but, so hang on. Let me go on to this current one. This current one, the reason why it leads into the fact that people are losing their ability to talk and function like normal humans is also for the same reason why in the later movies there was a lot of people who couldn't talk.
Yes.
And because it spread. And then when you ran into the other movies of why the humans were underground, is because they isolated themselves from catching that.
You're telling pretty much a Planet of the Apes expert these things. I know this.
So, yeah, it pretty much is a prequel.
I know what you're saying, but they did not intend for them to be prequels.
Other than they tied everything they could into it to be a prequel.
In a way, there's a lot of big differences, too. First off, this takes place way earlier than those films did. Those films took place like in the year 3000 and something, the original Planet of the Apes. It was many, many years later. In fact, I think if the original movie, I can't remember when it actually starts. There's a lot of big differences, though. The way the whole evolution started in those films and things like that.
Right, but for the most part, kind of.
So I think a lot of it were meant to be subtle nods to the originals, especially the newspaper thing. That was just a nod to the original when they made it. They never really thought that that was going to be. And I think it slowly developed into what could be set like prequels. But if you really sit down, there's a lot of big differences in them. And I would say they're indirect prequels in a way to the films. Sort of just like what's a perfect example of an indirect prequel? And I can't think of off the top of my head. You know, kind of the way they've rebooted. You know, a lot of these things now they reboot stuff where they have nods to the originals. And I hope they make more. You know, Andy Serkis has said he thinks they'll make more. I think there's a lot of ways you can go from here without remaking the original film. I don't think you need to do that. There's allusions to other apes out there in this one. I would love to see like a survival for the Planet of the Apes type movie where it's apes versus apes. Let's go movie without any humans for a while, you know? Let's just see something totally awesome, you know, like that. I think that would be really cool. So we'll see where they go from there, though, in the Planet of the Apes saga. And so let's get into Comic-Con 2017. And, you know, I have to say, San Diego, to me, is losing some of its luster, okay? I think now with these private conventions, we just had D23 where they showed the behind-the-scenes reel from Star Wars Force Awakens and showed some posters off and other things. And Sony has their own conference now where they'll show stuff off for PlayStation and for their movies and things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's taking away. How long is it going to be before Warner Brothers has their own conference? Warner Brothers may have some sort of conference now. It's just not as big. But it just seems like studios are starting to back away from things. You know, Disney didn't even come to this year's conference except for Marvel. You know, they showed nothing from Star Wars since they just had D23. I think it's San Diego just is becoming not what it used to be.
I don't think that's necessarily the case as far as, like, they don't want to be part of it. I think probably San Diego Comic-Con probably got to a point to where they were too big for their britches and wanting to charge these studios so much money to be a part of it that they just opt out and it's a lot cheaper for them to do their own thing.
Maybe. Well, that's part of it. Well, the whole idea is, yeah, you keep your money in your own house. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Good point, Frank.
But it just seems to me, and then you have other conferences. You have New York Comic Con. You have Dragon Con. And these other big cons. There's one in Anaheim. I can't remember the name of it, where they're getting studios now, too. So San Diego has competition. And I think it just seems. And then the lines. I've heard reports of people waiting 30 hours in lines for one event. And then some of those lines don't even guarantee that you'll get in. And it's just like, why would you want to go to that?
Yeah.
I used to, three or four years ago, I was all about, man, I got to go to San Diego one year. Now I honestly don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather go to a Star Wars celebration or something one year, you know, than go to San Diego Comic-Con at this point, you know? Because, I mean, I wouldn't want to stay in line for any of that stuff. So I'd go around and look at stuff I want to buy, which, you know, you can find that at your local con, you know, other than the exclusives. And even those, half those exclusives are sold out Friday morning if you don't get in line to get them, you know?
They don't limit the number of which probably one person can buy.
So, you know, so
vendor goes in and buys like half of the stock.
But as far as the Comic-Con overall, the news that came out this year was nothing earth-shattering. I mean, we got a couple of trailers, which we expected because the movies come out in November. I think we knew we were going to get a trailer for Justice League and a trailer for Thor, but the movie's only a few months away. The people that were there got a trailer for Avengers Infinity War, which is leaked out online, terrible versions, but it's
terrible.
They didn't release it into the public. And it's like, why not release it to the public? You know, it's like, what does it do them to not show it to the public? Everyone knows the movie's coming anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I get, oh, it's exclusive, you were there in that moment. But then Monday or Tuesday, once the con's over, just put it out for the world to see, you know?
Or they could just be waiting for Thor to come out.
I think we'll get it before then. If the movie's coming out next May, I think we'll get it even sooner. Yeah. I have a feeling that
Thor's next month, isn't it?
It's in November.
Is it
that
far away? Damn.
So
that's Panther.
In February.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That's why I think we'll get Avengers Infinity War here September, October, pretty soon. I don't think they'll wait too long since the movie comes out in May.
September.
You know, I think. And probably around the same time. We should be getting that in the Star Wars Last Jedi next trailer around the same time, I would think.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, you know, let's start with Justice League. Man, it's looking better.
Yeah.
For sure. I still hate the Flash costume. I just don't. He looks like a bulky, skinny robot kid.
He reminds me of like the Power Rangers movie from the 90s that I watched.
Everyone else looks badass, man. He just looks like, I don't know.
Why can't they just like, hey, kid, go work, or guy, go work out, and we're going to just put you in a regular costume?
I saw this meme one time, and it kind of makes sense on a few things. And it shows Aquaman's trident, right? And it's got a trident has three spikes. Well, his trident has five. And it says, you know, Zack Snyder's universe.
Would you tell Jason Momoa you can only have three?
Well, no.
I mean, he's a big dude.
It's like, you know, it's elaborate, but it's not a trident, you know. And this explains, you know, Zack Snyder's universe. It's elaborate, it's more extreme, but it's not the Flash. That's not the Flash.
Right.
That's Iron Man. That's not the Flash.
And, like, he has, like, arguably the worst line in the trailer. Like, I don't know about this battle thing. I just push people. It's like, what is that? I mean, you're wearing this badass costume, like I guess Bruce Wayne gives him the costume maybe in the movie, I don't know. But it's like you recruit this kid who just he's like, I don't get that. Like, it seems like he should have
some burgers.
So what Flash are we getting a brand new Flash here? I thought the whole idea was from Batman vs. Superman, because they had files on these guys, that these guys were somewhat established but yet in the shadows.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm that was weirding me out. So you're gonna have Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Batman be badasses, and Cyborg looks like a badass.
Yeah.
And then Flash is just like, hey, I'm just a kid, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm willing to give the guy a chance, Ezra Miller, but he's just not Barry Allen so far to me.
No.
You know, and
it might not be his fault. It's just the script that they give him.
But you can see
play the role.
You can see the Josh Whedon influence in the trailer from that he's come on to do the reshoots after Snyder's family tragedy. You can see how he's up the one-liners and a little more colorful, a little added to the color palette, so it's not such a dark film. Really smart of them to lead the marketing with Wonder Woman. Yes. She's the first minute of the trailer, you know.
Yeah.
After a very successful film.
So at the end of the trailer.
It's Superman. Superman. Yeah, I mean, Superman? You can see his red cape. All this theory that's Green Lantern. There's a lot of rumor that Green Lantern's going to make an appearance at the film, but I have a feeling it could be like a stinger where he comes and warns the Justice League of Darkseid that he's coming. That's been the rumors going back to a year ago when the script was written.
Well, it's funny, like, in the thing in the trailer, that he's like, know this, know that, and he mentions, like, no lanterns.
No lanterns, no Kryptonian.
Well, right. Steppenwolf is the bad guy.
Yeah.
And, I think we'll have a lantern appear in the film. But I think it's clearly Superman who shows up in front of Alfred. Because Superman has that connection to Bruce from Batman vs. Superman. So he would make sense that he would appear to Alfred. And you can clearly see the red. People are saying, oh, there's green color palette. And at the end.
Maybe it's both of them.
But, that's possible too. You know,
Lantern,
but
came and got him.
But everyone knows Superman's coming back in the film.
Yeah,
I mean,
you saw it at the end of Batman versus Superman. The ground's rumbling. Superman's coming out of his coma, or it's supposed to be. But now, now maybe that's the, bombs going off. The boom bomb is going off.
And
teleporting the minions over.
But, or it could have been like when the ground was raising. Maybe one of the lanterns came and got his body.
Possibly. Maybe. But I'm looking forward to the film much more now. I mean, I was looking forward to it anyway. I mean, I'll go see anything as Batman, and everyone knows that.
Oh, absolutely.
But I really have a lot of higher hopes for this movie now, especially after Wonder Woman. I think that DC knows they can't take a step back after a fantastic film. And as much as I give Josh Whedon grief over the years about his one-liners of directing, I still think he was a good man to bring in to finish the film.
Yeah.
You know, and so Justice League comes out in November. And then, of course, it wouldn't be November without Marvel having their competitive film in November, which is, of course, Thor Ragnarok. And I'm going to surprise you guys. I actually like the trailer. I know y'all are thinking, man, Mark's going to hate on fucking Marvel again. Man, no, this Thor Ragnarok trailer was really badass. I really liked it a lot.
I beat you easily. That doesn't sound right.
No, it looks fun. It looks like the other two Thor movies were good, but not great.
Yeah.
They kind of like had their moments. This just looks like, I mean, just having Hulk in it alone makes it cool. We know Doctor Strange is supposed to appear in it at some point. There's been rumors that you can see him in the trailer briefly. I don't know. I looked. I didn't see him. And but, man, it just... I don't know. It was a fun trailer. It's good to see Tom Hiddleston back in there as Loki. And he's got to form his own little team, I guess, to fight Cate Blanchett and her baddies.
Yeah, yeah, she looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
She's one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
I don't know. She's supposed to be like an original Guardian. I don't know.
Maybe I'm getting her character mixed up with it.
I think you're probably fucking confused.
Yeah, I'm fucking confused.
And but that's you know, hopefully we get a really cool Thor film. It's very different looking. It almost looks like it fits into the Guardians cosmic.
I think that's what they. It seems like that's what they were going for, because the leaked trailer. I mean, if you catch the beginning of it, you see Thor hitting the windshield of the ship, the Intrepid. Isn't that the, I think that's his ship is the Intrepid.
And don't get me lying.
They're like, ah!
Well, obviously it looks like they pick him up at the end of Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is probably why.
And it looks like we get a Bruce Banner in this that has, through his traveling, because apparently this is like 2 years after Age of Ultron when he left, mm-hmm. and that he's learned to control the Hulk. And he's learned to speak through the Hulk. Like, he could speak a little bit. Obviously, he said, Hulk smash, you know, puny god and all that stuff. But now it's like he can have a conversation. And that was a really funny moment at the end of the trailer. Like, Hulk like fire. More like raging fire. Yeah, I like that. And my thing with Marvel is they do a good job getting the humor right. And I don't mind the humor when it's a situation like that, where they're sitting down talking, or in Guardians of the Galaxy where they're in the ship talking. Mm-hmm. I hate the one-liners that they're going to crack in the middle of battle. You're trying to save people and you're going to take the time to like make a joke about the Hulk's nads or something. That's when it gets a little ridiculous for Marvel.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he's, you know, saying stuff like, you know, you guys aren't playing hide the zucchini, and he's like blowing up a Hydra base, and then boom, there's another one-liner, and you know,
it
gets a little, you know, smothering, you know.
So those are the two big trailers. There's a few other ones I want to hit on, some quick hits. Yeah. Stranger Things season 2. That looks. I want it to be October right now.
Absolutely.
It looks like a lot of fun. They show you a lot without showing you anything. Obviously, it looks like the Upside Down world's going to open up to the above world from the looks of it.
Yeah.
There's like tentacles coming out of the fucking clouds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And how cool is it that they had that subtle Thriller music in the background? Oh, I know Frank was awesome. Up dancing.
I was like, that's a perfect,
you know, with Vincent Price's voice, yes, and everything. It was really cool. And so that's a big one. Not a lot to say about it other than can't wait to see it.
The fact that there are like some Ghostbuster costumes, like, you know, kids were really big into Ghostbusters.
And they trap.
Looks like they trapped something in one of the toy ghost traps or something.
Probably a rat.
And then another trailer hit was Steven Spielberg's new film, Ready Player One.
Yes.
Man, you know, this is a film that's been in production for a couple of years. I guess it's based on an extremely popular novel, which I don't know. I don't keep up with books, but
I have that book.
But it looks cool as shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of pop culture references in it, and in the trailer alone, you see Batman, you see the orcs from Lord of the Rings, you see a Back to the Future reference. Mm-hmm. What else, man? There's tons.
Dude, whenever I saw it, the first time, I'm like, wait, what did I just see?
Yeah, it takes a couple of watches.
Yeah.
And it looks like Spielberg in his playground, the kind of movie he has fun making, you know, like he did with Minority Report and Close Encounters and mm-hmm. his other sci-fi classics. You're giving Spielberg that playground to play in and let the man do what he does well, and it looks really freaking cool. And Spielberg he's still one of our great directors, and it's been a while since he's made a really fun, great sci-fi film, and I'm hoping this is it because it looks incredibly cool. And you just yawn. And maybe you're bored of what I'm talking about, man?
No.
It's okay, Matt. I do the same thing when Matt Mark's around.
Fuck y'all bitches. Fuck you. And so Ready Player One. It comes out in March, not that far away. You know, 7 months or so.
Yeah.
And, man, but that looks cool. I'm down for that, sure.
I might have to read that book that I got. Because I got it in a loot crate, like, a long, long time ago. Like, yeah. 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago.
I would read it. I would read it for podcast purposes so you can tell us what it's about.
Yeah. Sit in a box.
You know, and it looks really cool. It's like in a world where they have their only entertainment is like a virtual reality world. So he goes in this world and there's all kinds, anything's possible. And like I said, there's all kinds of pop culture references in the trailer. Akira Kaneda is on his bike in the trailer. There's a reference to Akira. You can see that in there. I would thought that was cool. It's like, whoa, it's Kaneda. You know, that. So that's going to be a cool, fun film, I think. Another quick hit trailer was, I had it right in front of me a second ago. Oh, of course, we got trailers, TV shows. We got the Defenders trailer, which, man, you know, that trailer hit, and then the reviews started coming out. Netflix let people watch the first, you know, it's only like 8 episodes, the Defenders.
Oh, yeah.
And they've watched like the first 4, and I've been reading it takes like 4 episodes before they even come together. So you're going to have a TV show called The Defenders, and it's going to take you four episodes for them to form a team? Yeah, and people say that's kind of the weak link to it. It's like you're expecting them to team up, and they're only going to team up half the damn show. So it's like, oh, that's kind of disappointing.
It almost makes you feel like they should have tied in the last episode of each, you know, Daredevil.
Well, I think they do. If you watch the trailer, you know, it looks like Elektra's in the show.
Yeah.
And Stick and everything. So I think they're going to tie in somehow, you know, without having to tie in the end of each episode. She's like the bad guy in
this. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it has Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's looking old finally, man.
But still, it's Sigourney
Weaver. Yeah.
You also, I mean, Trinity is also in that series.
Yeah.
I like me some Trinity.
And the other TV's trailer was The Walking Dead Season 8. Did you ever get caught up? Are you still a little behind? You were trying to get caught up.
I still, you know, because I kind of like backed away from it because it kind of like got repetitive for me. But then I was like, and you're like, well, no, you need to watch it. No, you need to watch something.
If they do this season...
But they did, like, a run of it. And so I was like, okay, I've caught half of the last season. I didn't catch the first half of it. But I didn't feel like I needed to catch the first half to where I was. I was like, oh, it's pretty good. So I set my DVR, and it didn't record the freaking last episode. Fucking DVR.
Why are you talking like that again?
I'm pissed off right now.
You have on demand.
What's funny is I saw the first half. I saw all the way up to where Eugene makes the bullet. And, of course... She misses, and she shoots Lucille, and all hell breaks loose. And then I didn't see anything until the last episode where Carl and Rick are surrounded. And then, you know.
Well, the trailer for Season 8 looks like they're going out with the comic book storyline from All Out War. And it looks really cool. And that was one of the better storylines in the comics. And all I have to say is at the end of the trailer, the old man Rick in the hospital had set the internet ablaze the other day. But Robert Kirkman has come out and said before that The Walking Dead is not a dream because he realizes that that would piss everyone off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's more to it. I think there's something they did there to make people mad. It makes sense if you remember anyone who watched the show Lost, okay? Remember Lost used to do the flashbacks, right? And then about three seasons in, they started doing fast forwards. We've had flashbacks in The Walking Dead before. What if we're going to start getting some flash forwards?
Oh, that
you know cool. That would be an interesting take on things. You know, little flash forwards.
As long
and stuff.
As it didn't end like you know Lost did. That sucked ass. Where everybody's like,
I'm not going to go off on Lost right now.
All zombies just living in our brains, walking around remembering all this shit that happened.
Lost was not a bad ending if people paid attention to the show.
Matthew Fox lied.
Yeah.
No, I would just hate the fact that you know this entire time they were just zombies walking around.
No, they weren't.
You know,
everything on the island really happened.
No. I'm talking about like. You know, at the end of The Walking Dead.
Oh, no. I think The Walking Dead's not a dream. I think they're throwing people off with the trailer thing.
They're really in the
mix. And a quick hit on news. DC Comics always announces their animated films for the year, and we're fixing to get the Batman Harley Quinn film here in next month. They're going to do Batman Gotham by Gaslight, which is a story of a Victorian-era Batman who goes after Jack the Ripper. It was written It was written back in 1989, and... No one cares about steampunk.
Oh, right? Batman, have you seen artwork for Batman steampunk? Is awesome.
But so it was written back in 1989. It was only 48 pages, so they're going to have to maybe
stretch it,
do something with it to make an animated film. Then they're going to do a Suicide Squad film called Hell to Pay, and then they're going to do a 2-part Death of Superman story, like a correct version. Back in 2007, they did the Superman Doomsday, which was DC's first animated film. So
it was okay,
but they were still figuring out how to make these animated films. Now they're going to do a 2-parter called Death of Superman. Part 2 is going to be Reign of the Superman, where they're going to be much closer to the comic book storyline and hopefully tell the story of Death of Superman properly. That I'm looking forward to. That would be really cool to have a really cool anime adaption of that. And who knows what else we'll get from DC Animated. Everyone knows that they have Batman.
One of the best animated studios.
Everyone knows they have Batman 66, Batman vs. Two-Face, that Adam West did record before he passed. So we'll probably get that eventually. So, you know, so that was DC's next. And then other last quick bit is Todd McFarlane, who's been, and this is the lead into what we're going to talk about next, because Todd McFarlane's been talking about rebooting Spawn for years. He finally got a studio behind it, and they announced that at Comic-Con. And I could be game for a cool Spawn film, because let's face it, the 97 version's not very good.
No.
You know, with John Leguizamo as the clown and the terrible CGI.
The clown looked horrible.
Michael J. White did his best in the costume for Spawn. Some of that looked cool, but overall, it's a pretty horrible film. So we're getting a Spawn reboot.
It seemed like they got the cape right. So yeah, they got the cape right. It was, you know, the CGI with the cape was actually pretty good for 90s. But it was probably the color, the red, the epic redness of the cape probably kind of helped with the CGI.
So we'll see where the Spawn reboot goes. And that's goes what I want to talk about. This is the fun part of the show here. Not, well, the whole show is fun, but this is, if Rebel Radio and TrustMeWithJedi.com, if we were to put on a comic convention, sci-fi convention,
yeah,
what would we do and what would we name it? Okay, let's start with off. Let's each of us pick three or four people we would invite. And I'm going to start right there because I've always wanted to meet Todd McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
I would invite him. Jim Lee. Those are the two artists I would invite. Then I would want Mark Hamill because Luke fucking Skywalker.
Yeah.
You know, and Angelina Jolie. I'd want to meet her. You know, I don't have the crush I used to have on her, but I would invite her just to hold her hand and caress her hand. You know, who would you invite if you could invite three or four people to a comic convention? The Rebel Radio comic convention. We're going to think of a name for it too.
Linda Lee.
Who's that? I'm not Bruce familiar. Lee's wife. Oh, Bruce Lee's wife. Okay.
Because I have the 75th anniversary edition of, or not 75th anniversary edition. What's that? No. 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I don't think the movie's that old.
Of Enter the Dragon. And, you know, she talks very high about Bruce Lee. And, it'd be cool to see her talk about Bruce Lee instead of Chuck Norris.
Speaking of interlude, that Legend of Bruce Lee TV show, it's on Netflix. Is it any good?
I
is it worth?
Really,
I figured you might have watched some of it.
I know what it's based off of. You know, it's based off of whenever he was teaching the.
But who produced that? Like, where did it come from?
I don't know.
Huh, I just wonder if it's any good. So, I don't know. What the hell's on my TV? We're like recording the show, and all of a sudden there's like naked people on the TV. Yeah. I was like, what the
hell?
In the middle of the day? Holy shit. Good thing the kids were upstairs. Wow.
That's awesome.
That was funny. Porn going on. Because it was on HBO because we're watching Force Awakens on.
We went from Bruce Lee to tits.
In the middle of the day? That's just
that's weird. Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling awkward. Okay. Like, no one called like CPS. The kids were upstairs.
Yeah, the kids were upstairs.
No CPS. All right. Linda Lee. Who else would you invite to the Rebel Radio Cup?
Linda Lee, Ewan McGregor. So you would do Linda Lee? I don't even know how she looks like.
Ewan McGregor, good one.
Ewan McGregor. I would invite. Okay, you got to get a TV series on there, right?
Yeah, whatever. Whoever you want to invite.
I'd do the Flash. Get the girls in there. Girls from the Flash.
We had a couple of them at Comic Blues this year. I was going for people we hadn't seen before. But Frank, who would you invite to a comic convention?
Oh man, you know, I'm not gonna remember. Stanley, if he would come.
Oh yeah, Stan.
Oh, Stan.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah. After that comment he made at SDCC.
Oh, I'm going to add Kevin Smith to our guest list. Okay. Even though I got to meet him, I'd want him at a con.
Michael J. Fox. And, of course, the professor,
Christopher Lloyd. Okay, so we have a...
Yes.
Okay, that's it?
Yes,
okay, so
I just love you know how I love Back to the Future. I love a little Back to the Future.
Panel. So our guest list for the Rebel Radio Comic Convention will include Linda Lee, Mark Hamill, Tom McFarlane, Jim Lee, Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox,
Harrison Ford,
Angelina Jolie, Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did you say, Matt?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor and the girls from The Flash. So about 12, 13 people at our con.
Yeah.
Now, what else would we have at our con that we get people other than the typical panels? Like, I was thinking, like, we have an adult night where we invite strippers from the local bars and have them cosplay strip.
Yes.
Well, you know? I would have actual cosplayers there, you know, like actually invite like real cosplayers.
The ones that make their
clothes. Well, most cons do that.
No, I mean, like more. I mean, the ones that we had this year at our local comic closer, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, like some of like the huge names.
Ivy Doom Kitty. Yaya Han.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. My little cutie from...
I was kidding about the stripper thing, but, you know, it was just an idea.
Stephanie Michelle.
No, he was not kidding about
and
the stripper.
And her fake tits.
Shh. But...
Yeah.
And I would like... I mean, I don't know what else to add to a con. Like, I think laser tag would be an option to give everyone who comes into the con a laser tag, and everyone just walks around all day laser tagging each other.
What about tomahawk tag?
You know, that would be cool, too.
Like, you got tomahawk, bitch. You're dead, but you know.
I think me personally, I would add a kid's play area, and it would be free. It would just be part of your ticket.
Frank just isn't getting this. We're, like, having fun with this, and Frank's being all serious. Yeah. We're going to have a kid's area. Like, we're going to be – everyone's going to have to check in exactly. They're going to have to turn in their weapons. And everybody check their fucking badges, man, because if you don't have your badge, I'm throwing your ass out.
Yeah, fuck it. You're going to pay to get in.
Hey, me and Matt are having fun with this, and Frank's over here being serious. Like, we got a kid's area. And over here, we're going to have an area for just the cosplayers to take their pictures.
But that laser tag or something like phone tag. Yeah, put it in like and put it in an app, and you just like everybody like wears a badge or something, or like a little thing on their back that they can stick on, and you just go around like tagging somebody. You have to have like you have a certain number or a certain person you have to look for, or a certain list of people.
Yeah,
that have like that are part of it. You not everybody has to do it. Just people that volunteer to be part of it. You know, you go, you sign up for it. It's part of the app. You put it like a little. Almost like a racing thing, like when runners wear, put it on the back of your thing, and you hit your app and it says find this person with this number, and then you have to like tag them and shoot their little scan bar, you know.
And because fun app to play. Well, where would we have it? I think because we're in Houston, we need to have it at Minute Maid Park. Why not? Let's have a comic convention on the field of the baseball stadium.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be. As bad as it was whenever it was on the first floor, the George R. Brown, and everybody was hollering over everybody.
Well, I didn't say the panels were going to be down there. They have conference rooms in Union Station. We have the panels in there.
I thought they had, like, bathrooms.
I don't know. They probably have something. We can have it in the locker rooms. We can have a panel. We have Angelino's panel in the Astros locker room, and who knows what will happen in there. You know what I'm saying?
Stanley panel will be in the men's restroom on the
mezzanine. That's right. I don't know. Probably be a typical place, NRG or
NRG.
George R. Brown.
Stanley, Stanley's trying to like talk and
and what would we call this? The Rebel Radio Comic Convention.
The Rebel Convention? I don't know.
That might come out wrong, you know. Yeah, nowadays, you know, everyone's racist nowadays. If we call it the Rebel Convention, you might have a bunch of bikers with Confederate flags show up.
Oh yeah.
Might take it wrong.
Hey, this ain't a biker convention. What the hell? Yeah, you know, we have to be careful with that. You'd have to say the Rebel Radio or the Trust Me, I'm a Jedi convention. I think they would think it's a Star Wars convention.
And then you know, Disney would sue us.
What about the Electric Monkey Biscuit convention? I'll name it after you guys.
It's too cool.
You know,
we got
an electric.
And see,
we gotta turn it down.
And everyone thinks that I'm the host and I talk too much. Is your whose friend was that that said? And Frank's friend said I talk too much. But here I am honoring you guys by letting y'all name the convention after yourselves.
Just because he has weak sauce of what else to come
up. Basically, I have no fucking clue what else to call it.
The Derek Zoolander School for kids who can't read good and want to do other stuff good too.
Zoolander sucks. Yes, I went there. All right.
Just an insight for people of why Matt likes Zoolander so much, because this
he used to model and smell like cinnamon.
Yes, he used to model, and he looks just as bad as Zoolander does in the movies.
I do kind of have that white male fro that Zoolander has in that one picture.
Yeah, I bet you like poked out your lips too, whatever that's called, like, you know, like you're blowing a kiss to the camera.
The duck lips.
Yeah, the duck lips. I bet you do that a lot. You probably still do that.
Well, I'm frightened. Okay, so that would be the Rebel Radio Comic Convention, the Electric Monkey Biscuit Convention, whatever the fuck we call it.
I'm sure that will not be the final.
If you have any ideas what we can name our own comic convention, tell us.
Yes.
Your friend Jose, he could call it the Taco Jose Convention.
Taco.
Wait, do people want to go there and watch tacos?
Before we get out of here today, Frank, do you have a face-off ready? We haven't played face-off in a while. In fact,
I forgot that it was my turn.
It's been we haven't played since before Comic Palooza, when Frank missed the show for some reason because he slept or jerked off too much or something. So
I was sick.
Brian sat in for him, and Brian lost for him. But we've changed the rules since then that the winner goes, because we've played since then, me and Frank played against, or me and Matt played against her or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But we realized it didn't make sense if the winner didn't get to go on and have a win streak. Yeah, so I won last time. Yeah. So me and Matt Stern. So Frank, come off with the top of your head face off for today. Okay. You don't stare.
Just look around the desk. Mark's got a lot of figures. Just be like Batman versus BB-88.
Anyway, you're fucking him up, man. I think he's got it.
I'm gonna like screw these two nerds' minds here, because in a battle without any interference, who would prevail, Daleks or Cybermen?
You mean Daleks? There's no R in there. You're the fucking Doctor Who fan. I had to correct you.
Just
a Doctor Who fan? You know if you spell it DR, Doctor Who fans get mad. You have to spell it Doctor straight out because he's not a doctor. Like, there's Doctor Who fans on the internet that fucking freak out if you don't spell it DOCTOR.
Really?
Yeah, because he's not a doctor. That's his name is Doctor, basically. It's weird, man. Doctor
Who. Yeah, he's not technically a doctor.
Yeah, it's just a character. So don't ever spell it Doctor.
You called it first, so go.
He has no idea what a Cyberman is.
You mean the ones from Dragon Ball Z?
No.
What?
It's a Doctor Who reference.
It's Doctor Who.
I don't watch it.
Well, so what? You gave me some bullshit the last time and why I didn't win.
Well, because one, there's cyber. And there's a lot of cyber internet activity going around in the world.
Don't feel bad. I don't know a whole lot more about it than you.
Net neutrality. And without that, the Cybermen would run loose. And because of that, they'd win. I'm just
going to say the Daleks, because from what I have watched, they go exterminate, exterminate, and they're like a little alien thing inside a suit, and they shoot these lasers to disintegrate you, and they look badass, and I don't know what kind of metal the Cybermen are made out, but I'm going to assume that the Daleks can destroy them, just from the little bit I've watched, and that's all I've got.
The fact that Matt had gotten absolutely nothing correct and Mark went,
well,
he won.
And don't feel bad, man.
Exterminate.
I'm not a big fan. Here's my thing with Doctor Who, in all seriousness. I respect it. I understand why it's hugely popular. I don't get it. Like, I've tried to watch it. I watched the first season of the new Doctor Who, and I watched about three episodes into the second season. And I enjoy the guys they got to play the role of Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. I think Christopher Eccleston did a good job. David Tennant did a good job. I mostly stopped watching it because they took it off Netflix and put it on the BBC streaming thing. But I can't get hardcore into it. Like, I think it's poorly written at times. It really is. And unfortunately, that's a BBC thing. They control what's written for their shows. They control the budgets and things. So a lot of that stuff is written and it's filmed in one take. The actors aren't given time to do a second take. So if the dialogue comes out wrong, comes out funny, that's what they got. And that's just the government differences in here and there and the way TV is controlled.
Well,
and so I think it suffers from that, for it's being poorly written at times and poorly acted. But I get the appeal of it, too, because it is a long-time running show. And it is kind of quirky, fun sci-fi in a way. I don't knock it too hard, but I don't get it either. I'm like, whatever. You know, it's... At least it's not bronies, you know?
Yeah, at least it's not bronies.
Well, the big news right now is that they're getting their first female doctor, yeah. You know?
And people are mad about that, apparently.
Well, yeah, people are mad, but it's we kind of expected it coming, but I don't think, from what people I've talked to, that it's not mad because it's a female doctor. They're more like, why? Just to jump on the bandwagon of all the, you know, pro women in movies and roles and all of this part. It was like, if they did it two seasons ago before all of this, I think it would have been like groundbreaking, but it's just, to a lot of people, they feel like they're just jumping on a bandwagon, you know, and it's not original.
As long as the person can play the role and does a good job, it's all that matters.
So, well, yeah, no, I agree. I'm totally on board to give her a chance.
Yeah, I mean,
they did the casting. Every doctor they've cast has done an outstanding job. You hate to see them go.
I think a character like that can be replaced because it's an alien character, basically. So Right. Gender doesn't matter. Now, I don't think James Bond should be female, personally. I don't have a problem if he was black, like if Idris Elba played him, but I think that there should be a secret agent role created for a female. I don't think James Bond should be female. I mean, and I'm not mansplaining it, as I got told one time, or be chauvinist. I just think that that's a character that is strictly male, and I think if you were to change it to female, you're messing with it too much. Why not write a new character for a female, like you're getting with Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron?
Yeah,
create a new character that become a franchise for a female, you know, instead of giving that role to a female. Or Doctor Who's a whole different thing because it's a character that can be male or female. And I'm all for female roles, so I didn't want that to come out wrong at all. I just think James Bond is one of those characters that is male, and it's the way it should be.
Right.
And but I have no problem with the Star Wars films having strong female characters in them, or Wonder Woman or anything else.
Yeah, me neither. Like I said, the people that I talk to, it's more about them waiting so long to get around to doing it, and it just feels like they're jumping on the bandwagon of the whole issue.
And speaking of, real quick before we leave, the James Bond, they just announced the next film will be in 2019. And it looks like Daniel Craig's coming back, yep. even though he said he'd rather slit his wrist than play Bond again. Well, how many other films have you seen Daniel Craig in lately?
Exactly.
Crickets, anyone? Crickets? Yeah, he ain't got much going on.
Yeah, that's what they play.
Yeah, he ain't got much going on.
Well, maybe that's what he
was in The Force Awakens.
I mean, I love Daniel Craig. I think he's a perfectly capable actor, but when you take on a role of a James Bond, it's they get typecast. It's hard for them to find other roles. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Craig also has a history of being kind of a hardhead to work with. You know, it's funny. You go watch, speaking of Angelina Jolie, you know, he's in the first Tomb Raider film. He plays like a background character. It's like no one knows who he is. It's kind of funny seeing him in it. Yeah. And so Bond 2019 will be the next one. It seems like a really long way away. But after Spectre. But I'm glad that Craig's going to come back, because I wanted to see him at least do one more, because Spectre should have been better than it was. It wasn't as good as Skyfall. Mm-hmm. So I don't want him to leave on that note. I'd like to see him leave on a higher note.
I know this is like a whole other subject, but you brought up like stars as like people that are now more recognizable, but at one time played a background role. You sent us a picture of...
Dude, I never knew. Okay,
Predator.
I know a lot of things about movies. You guys know this, okay? That's why I do what I do.
And I know a lot of things about movies.
I had no idea that Jean-Claude Van Damme was originally cast as the Predator. And they filmed most of the movie in the summer of 86. They ended up having to reshoot a lot of the film because Jean-Claude Van Damme was... He thought he was coming to America to be a star, okay? He was mad. He was upset. He complained the whole time. Basically, there's been conflicting things. Either he walked off the set or he was fired. Because, one, the costume didn't work. The costume was ahead of its time, so they had to get Stan Winston Studios to recreate the costume with the famous one we know now. Van Damme walked off the set. They got a different guy to come in and be in the suit. Van Damme went on to do Bloodsport, and the rest is history. You know, he ended up becoming a star after all. Mm-hmm. And apparently in the Predators film with Danny Trejo, apparently that original Predator appears in there somewhere. As a creature they fight, I don't know. I only watched that one time. It wasn't that great, you know.
Right,
but I'd have to go back and watch it. And so the Predator looked completely different. You know, it was weird. I'll have to put it up on our social media so people can see it.
And you see, what's his name in the image with
There's another photo with Carl Weathers and Van Damme sitting next to each other, and you see Van Damme's face. So a very weird movie fact there that Van Damme was the original Predator. And apparently on one of the Predator Special Edition DVDs, there's a thing on there about it. But somehow I just missed this. I never knew it.
That's weird.
And I don't have Predator on Blu-ray. I think I have it on DVD somewhere. I have to go back and see if it's on my DVD.
Somebody who's into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers taking on, you know, a Jean-Claude Van Damme Predator going, ayah!
And his face, like, twitching. And
holding out that sidekick forever.
And doing a split spinning kick.
Yeah.
A martial arts Predator.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, so Van Damme could have been Predator. And who knows where his career would have gone from there. Mm-hmm. He would have just kept playing creatures.
Yeah, you think about it. If he would have stuck on that set, things would have been different. But he might not have taken the role for Bloodsport.
Well, not necessarily, because he might not have been a star because of Predator, because he was behind the mask.
True.
You know?
But so, I'm just saying, like, we might not have, like, Bloodsport. I love Bloodsport.
Yeah, it's weird.
The kumite.
So that's it, man. That's all we got. Van Damme was once almost Predator. So, you know, and thank you for listening. This is the Rebel Radio Podcast. Find us at TrustMeIMAJedi.com. And we said this 2 weeks ago, but I swear me and Matt are going to be doing the season finale Remnants of the Rebellion soon. Next week, we are going to fit it in for sure. And
huge.
Let Matt get moved in this weekend, and we'll record it next week the season finale. And this is Mark.
This is Matt.
Frank T. Biscuit.
Thank God y'all aren't still Mark. And TrustMeIMAJedi.com, just go there and do it.
And shamalama-ding-dong, bitches.
Wubba-dubba-dub-dub.
Sam Jones, Flash Gordon, and this is Rebel Radio Podcast.
This is Chuck Huber. You're listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast. Stop being so awesome.